Yo, what's up, everybody? This is, it's been a while since I've got on here and actually shared a little something on this podcast. So I'll be coming back up on the new year. Wednesdays will probably be it. So just keep an eye on those things coming up. We're going to be dropping off some videos as well. So keep an eye on all that stuff. So it's the last few days of the year, and a lot of us have really thought about, I guess here's a question, right? Like, what are you planning for 2020? Like, are there actually goals, resolutions that you're looking into? What did you do in 2019 that was different from 2018? And here's what we're trying to do, and here's what we're trying to get at is what's your next move? What's your next step? And I think that a lot of us, we know what the end result is, and we decide to go for it. But what ends up happening is we don't do much with it. Like, we might try it for like 30 days. We might try it for about 31 days or so, but then after that, we're done. That's it. There's nothing else. And the problem with that is, what are we doing, right? Like, what are we doing to get to the next level of who we are? How do we get to the next level? And that's something that, you know, we want to get to. That's something that we want to do, is get to the next level. We want to make sure that we ourselves are better off in 2020. So my question to you is what are we doing? What are you doing to make it happen? What are you doing to get things done? What are you doing to get all your marbles in the same sack, all your ducks in a row, whatever you want to call it? But what are we doing to get to that next level? And I want to give you guys three tips and how to start off the new year right. You know, one, identify what you're trying to do, right? What's the end goal? Start backwards. What's the end goal? Figure out what you want to do, where you want to be at. If you want one of those vision boards and want to do that, cool, that's fine. I know a couple people that are doing it, which is really good. I just keep everything in my mind. I see it. I can see what I want. I can see what I want to do. So first things first, what do you want? What's the end goal? What does that look like? Be detailed. How are you at the end of 2020, right? Exactly 1 year from now, and you reflect on 2020, what changed? What's different? So that's the first step. Identify your goal. Step two, you really need to get a plan together. Get something going. What are you doing that's going to be different from this year? Get the steps down, right? Figure out what's going to happen. Now, I want to give you guys some advice, or maybe not advice, but suggestions. And here it is. If you decide to go ahead and figure out a plan and steps and all this stuff, I want you to realize that it's okay to change the course. It's not okay to change the goal. Keep the same goal. Do not change the course. Because if you do, you'll eventually never even hit any goals. And that's what you don't want to do. Now, maybe it's not so much of figuring out what steps to take, but just get started, right? Whatever it is, just get started. Whatever you're trying to do, just get started. As much as you can, just get started. So step one, right? Figure out the goal. Step two, you need to get your steps in line. Figure out a plan, strategy, how you're gonna execute that goal. And the last one I feel is like super important, and that is you need to believe in yourself. Like, this is the year where you have to succeed. This is the year where you have to prosper. There's no more waiting around. There's no more doing anything else. This is it right here. If you don't do this, if you don't accomplish this goal, what's going to happen? You're going to be the same person that you were right now. And that's what you don't want to do. You want to get to the next level of yourself. You want to be able to keep your eyes open and keep your mind open. Yes, you're gonna fail. Yes, you're gonna fall short. But and again, change the course if you need to, right? The biggest thing that you can do is you have your big goal, whatever that goal is, but have small little mini goals. Those mini goals will eventually lead to that big goal. So maybe weekly goals, maybe monthly goals. I don't know. I don't know what it could be. But my point being is that if you start small, you get started, and two, you get stuff done. And three, you believe in yourself, you'll be able to make it happen. So I just want to go ahead and encourage you and kind of leave you with that. Again, do your best. But just make sure that your best doesn't lead to failure. Because when you do try your best, or when you actually give your best, you'll come up on top. But that's only in the effort that you put into it. So I bid you some good wishes. Have a great year. Be safe. I'll see you guys in 2020.